track three, and we'll start with our news stories from the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Protests over street works. Following years of arguments and counter-arguments, work has finally started on the controversial Queen Street pedestrian enhancement scheme in Newton Abbot. As construction workers moved into the street on Tuesday morning to start work, they were greeted with angry protesters who had turned up to register their disapproval of the scheme. The demonstrators, including members of the South Devon Alliance and several Queen Street traders, gathered in the street waving banners stating, "We don't want this," and "Listen to the people." It is claimed that the £1.3 million scheme will make Queen Street a safe and healthy place for visitors and businesses. However, protesters say it will reduce trade and threaten the viability of businesses. The protesters congregated opposite a large container that had been placed on the road opposite the Sir Richard Hopkins pub. Many traders were angered by the construction vehicles being parked outside their premises, causing an eyesore. Others were worried that work and vehicles in loading bays would prevent them from taking deliveries. The Queen Street plans include widened footpaths, improved street crossings, a reduced speed limit, tree planting, upgraded bus stops, and more seating. Teignbridge Council and Devon County Council say the £1.3 million scheme will make Queen Street a more attractive place. However, opponents say the reduction in parking will reduce trade and threatens the validity of their businesses. Work on Queen Street is due to progress in seven stages and is scheduled to last until the end of November. The project is being funded through the government's Future High Street Fund and Active Travel. Earlier this month, the Queen Street Traders and Residents Association instructed solicitors in a bid to halt the planned work. And the article is surrounded by a photograph of the protesters.
Tynemouth's Meadow Centre reopens. A treasured community centre in Tynemouth, which closed in March after running out of cash, has reopened. Trustees of the Meadow Centre took the difficult decision to close after struggling to secure grant funding. Many issues were exacerbated by the poor state of the building. However, the centre has been given a lifeline after changing its management structure so it can access funding more easily. The not-for-profit limited company, Kingsway Community Enterprises, has been converted to a charitable incorporated organisation, which will be known as Kingsway Community Association. The move will open up more opportunities to maximise fundraising opportunities and enable the organisation to register for gift aid. All but one of the KCA trustees are residents of Kingsway in Tynemouth. Teignbridge councillor David Palethorpe has given the organisation a free-of-charge three-month licence to use the Meadow Centre, and the trustees are working to provide Teignbridge District Council with a robust business plan to secure a 10-year list to continue operations in the longer term. It was important for such an important community asset for us to provide a breathing space to the new trustees for them to develop a business plan on how to take the Meadow Centre forward, said Councillor Palethorpe. I have been very impressed with the new trustees and how quickly and committed they have been to recover from the sudden closure of the centre. Councillor David Cox will provide KCA with £1,000 from his Devon County Council locality budget to enable the organisation to keep the Meadow Centre open. And he said he is hoping other donors, including Tynemouth Town Council, will provide funding. The building, which was built in the 1960s on land given by the then Tynemouth Urban District Council, needs modernisation and repair. Repair and updating work is likely to cost £20,000, including rewiring and evicting squirrels who have taken up residence in the roof. Once KCA has secured a lease, they will apply for a grant from landfill tax credits to put everything right, said Councillor David Cox. The squirrels haven't paid any rent, so they will be trapped humanely and released, he added. Activities resumed at the centre last week. I'm really impressed by how quickly the community has rallied around the Meadow Centre and stepped up to the challenge of reopening and building back up for the benefit of local residents, said Teignbridge District Chair Rosie Dawson. Becoming a trustee or director in a community project can feel daunting, so I commend those who are going to be pivotal in securing a long-term support space for the area.
Community Larders Funding Campaign. Organisers of Dawlish Community Larder are appealing for support so they can double their money. The scheme, which helps families and individuals in Dawlish with essential supplies, has launched a crowdfunder campaign to raise £10,000 through a national insurance company which promises to match fund pound for pound. The bid, through Aviva Insurance, offers local people the chance to double the impact of their giving through its match funding of every donation up to £250. Campaign organisers are appealing for donations so Dawlish doesn't miss out on the golden funding opportunity. Aviva Insurance will match, pound for pound, any single donation up to a maximum of £250 before the deadline of June the 4th. The money will be used to fund a part-time coordinator to pick up and distribute both donated and spare surplus food to local people in need. More than £4,000 has already been raised towards the target. Mark Jones said, "Your donation will make a real difference to local people in immediate need. Here's a golden opportunity for local people to double the impact of their donation and feel good about 100% of their gift going directly towards helping a sizeable number of local families in real food poverty. Dawlish Community Larder supports local people in emergency need of basic food and other groceries, usually due to financial hardship. In the 2 years from January 2022, the charity directly helped 2,000 local people in need and provided surplus food to thousands more through waste food deliveries to local schools. Fresh produce is supplied weekly to 3 local schools who can get the food to hard-to-reach families who are reluctant to come forward to ask for help." Mark explained, "People are normally referred to us via our established network of contacts in public sector agencies. Through such community collaboration, we are helping to feed isolated families, working together to alleviate poverty and food insecurity by helping individuals and families struggling through the cost of living crisis. Surplus waste food donated by local supermarkets and local growers is collected and delivered locally by a small team of trained and qualified volunteers. Many clients are struggling with health, financial, relational and mental health issues." Mark added, "The fresh, healthy produce we can provide, in addition to the usual tins and packets that most food banks provide, will reduce food waste, help reduce the negative impact of climate change, while improving the diet, health, immune systems and sense of well-being in our community. ROC, Redeeming Our Communities, Dawlish is a small charity founded in 2018 that brings people together to collaborate on innovative projects for the common good. The charity is a key partner in helping Dawlish, a collaborative team of 12 local organisations, including the main charities and the town council, which was set up in response to the pandemic. Since then, the Umbrella Group is now looking to continue its work and make Dawlish a safer and a kinder community." And there's a website that you can go to, Aviva Community Fund.